Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 18th, 2011. We'll begin the meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge led by Commissioner Senegal.
Please join me in prayer. Father God, be with us today. Watch over. Special blessing. Father God, we ask.
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Well, first I want to, I noticed that Mayor Durkee from Taylor Landing is in the audience, and Taylor Landing has been named a finalist in the All-American City Competition. I want to congratulate you on that, Mayor. And also wanted to mention that I'd received a communication from Chief Martin, who's the Chief Probation Officer for the Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Department, and several of his employees won awards at a recent competition had by the state. Lori Reeves received the Texas Probation Association Clara Pope Willoughby Award for the Outstanding Probation Officer of the Year. Latricia Coleman received the Texas Probation Association Amador Rodriguez Award as the Outstanding Administrator of the Year. And Ed Cockrell received the first runner-up for the Jefferson County Employee of the Year as Commissioner's Court. So we're very proud of all those employees and for all the wonderful work that they've done through juvenile probation. Next, turning to the agenda, first items under consideration will be under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for invitation for bids for term contract for microfilm supplies for Jefferson County. Item B is to receive and file bids for the North Apron grade modification for Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item C is to approve specifications for IFB for Ford Park Roof Project, Round 1 disaster funding from TDRA. And this is just for the Commissioner's Court to approve the specifications for the roof repairs and replacement. These specs, once approved by the Commissioner's Court, still have to go to the Department of Rural Affairs for approval, so they will not be put out for bid until we've received that approval from TDRA. So the purchasing department will be getting to that whenever we've heard back from TDRA. Item D is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for the pier restoration for Walter Humphreys Park with Tom Mack Inc. to extend the contract by 10 days. This brings the total original contract time from 270 days to 280 days. And anyone that's interested in seeing the progress that they've been making out on that job, I've got some photographs up here that Commissioner Senegal supplied, and these are certainly making great progress, and it's going to be wonderful. I think people are already using it, even though it hasn't been completed. Item E is to receive and file an equipment lease purchase agreement with DLL Public Finance LLC for the lease purchase of 88 copiers in accordance with Texas Buy Board Contract Number 299-08. Item F is to consider and possibly approve an amended equipment lease purchase agreement with DLL Public Finance LLC in accordance with the Texas Buy Board contract. Item G is to receive and file a service agreement with Star Graphics to cover all black and white Sharp and OC MFPs owned or leased within Jefferson County in accordance with the Texas Buy Board contract. Item H is to consider and possibly approve firmware and software maintenance fees for March 1st 2011 to February 29, 2012 to ES&S in the amount of $7,589.07. This is in accordance with the contract with GPS election systems and software voter tabulation systems and service. Item I is to consider and possibly approve hardware support and software licensee agreement for e-poll book for July 1st, 2010 to June 30th, 2011 to ES&S in the amount of $11,343.50. This is in accordance with contract RFP 05-026. And item J is to consider and possibly approve disposition of 3 mosquito control fuel tanks as authorized by the local government code for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on these items? Oh, excuse me, the addendum. Item K is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2 for the Sabine Neches Navigation District Control Building for addition of an access hatch in the vertical raceway that routes electrical, hydraulic, and propane lines from the control building foundation to the upper deck, relocate a propane regulator up to the CB elevation, and upgrade to propane tank monitoring system. This results in an $8,666 increase to the contract price, bringing the total contract price to $2,481,766, and extends the contract by 5 days, bringing the completion date to August 15, 2011. And this is a Ike Round 1 disaster funding from the Texas Department of Rural Affairs, and any overage over the allotted amount from the Commissioner's Court is going to be picked up by the Navigation District. Okay, do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
And Judge, if I could, I'd like to point out on item B on the apron grade modification for the airport, that's a PFC project, so it'll be 100% paid for by PFC funds.
PFC passenger facility charges. The only thing I noticed, Ms. Guidry, was that is that item I for your election software? It goes back to July 1st of 2010. Are they just now getting that to you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion on those items?
Judge, the 3 fuel tanks, those are some fuel tanks that Mosquito Control has had at their facility for, I don't know, Kevin, 25 years or so. There's still some residue in those tanks, and we've been working with TCEQ to put us through the process at no cost to the county to remove those tanks. So thanks, Deb and Kevin, for working through that process.
Right. Okay. Yes, and Judge, I want to thank Mr. Rayo and the engineering department. He promised me when I first got on the court that would be the best pier in Texas and this region of the United States, and I want everybody to take a look at it. We're going to do a grand opening, and I think they had 75 people there Friday, the first night that the lights came on, Mr. Rayo. So I want to thank you and the engineering department. I think it's going to be a showcase for Jefferson County as well as Southeast Texas. Thank you, sir.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. I'll just mention quickly that Commissioner Alford had to be at a funeral, so he'll probably be arriving for the court session a little bit late. Also wanted to mention that after many years of service to Jefferson County, that our airport manager, Mr. Hal Ross, has decided that he's going to enjoy retirement and maybe move a little bit closer to his daughter. And I just want to say how much we appreciate his service and thank you for that, Mr. Ross. And we'll be doing something a little more formal in the summer whenever he decides it's time to actually submit his paperwork. But we are going to start posting the job later this week. So if you know of anyone who has an interest in airport management and has the qualifications, we'd be interested in hearing from them. Okay, under County Commissioners, item A is to consider authorizing County Judge to enter a burn ban order. And I'll tell you that over the weekend, keeping up with everything on the computer, there are wildfires all over the state of Texas, and Hardin County and Galveston County and Walker County and We had some locally here in Jefferson County yesterday that required about 4 fire departments to get out there from all different areas of the county to try to keep it under control. So it will be to enter a burn ban order today. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a vision statement for Jefferson County prepared and recommended by the Jefferson County Strategic Planning Ad Hoc Committee. And item C is to consider and possibly approve a mission statement for Jefferson County prepared and recommended by the Jefferson County Strategic Planning Ad Hoc Committee. And item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the Temple Emmanuel Love Thy Neighbor event. And I understand that we've got a speaker here somewhere. Hi, Norma. Please, y'all come forward. Let's hear from y'all on that agenda item right now. Welcome.
Oh, good afternoon. My name is Joshua Taub. I am the rabbi of Temple Emmanuel here in Beaumont, Texas. We're excited. We're excited to present this program. Fairly big idea for our small congregation. We are the Jewish address of Southeast Texas. We are the only Jewish congregation between Houston and Lake Charles. So we serve a wide community, and while we've been here for 115 years, we take very seriously our role in the community, and we want to begin to do the kind of work that will ensure our legacy. And not only for our own children, but actually for the community. And that's what grew Love Thy Neighbor. Love Thy Neighbor is an idea that was inspired by a variety of events that have occurred, but also by the realization that there's a tremendous amount of work left to do. May the 1st, so actually about 12 days or so, we will commemorate the Holocaust as a national holiday in the state of Israel, but also as a national day of commemoration here in the United States. And as part of our Holocaust Remembrance Program, we realized that this would be a unique opportunity for the temple to raise a variety of the issues that the Holocaust helps us to discuss and to think about and to consider. Namely, the notion of reconciliation, the importance of civility in our civil discourse, the dangers of racism, of prejudicial thinking, of discrimination, and inequity in our society, and the fact that our children, very simply in all of Southeast Texas, especially in Jefferson County, that our children deserve a better world than the one that we currently have provided them. And so we are hoping through this whole series of programs, and we're passing out some literature now, that everything is free and open to the public, and we're hoping that through these programs we might be able to initiate dialogue and conversation amongst the wonderfully diverse community that exists here in the county, and begin the process of maybe seriously addressing some of the real issues that we have that keep us from being the kind of community that our children truly deserve. That's our big idea. It's a big idea. We just hope that it's big enough.
Well, thank you so much, Rabbi. We certainly wish you the very best in that and look forward to being there and
thank you.
Enjoying that with
everyone,
you.
Everyone's invited.
And I'll just say, if we could, my name is Norma Sampson. I'm president of Temple Emmanuel. And of course, as always, we're so appreciative that you allow us this very important platform so that we can share this message. And we feel like it's beshurt, it's Yiddish, it's meant to be that we're here with so many other groups that are too echoing that same message, that there's no place for bullying, that we need to have tolerance and civility and compassion as we discuss and have issues that we maybe don't all agree on, but we should do it in a model in a way that our children will be proud of us and certainly set the example that we want our future generations to lead our city and our region. And so, as Rabbi Taub said, this is open to the community. It might seem that, at least for this year, most of the events are at Temple Emmanuel, but we hope by this platform and planting the seed that within 6 months the coalition will form and that we'll have an alliance of different interested like groups that will then perform. We'll have a summit in 6 months and we'll discuss these issues that will positively lead the way for increased positive and inspiring dialogue. So thank you very, very much. And I have one of these for you too.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Sampson. You bet you can.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
you wanted to...
It, yes, and as a matter of fact, soon it, it'll be read just as soon as we vote on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course you said. Thank you.
We have so many speakers today, I just wanted to get people up with each agenda item. The next item on the agenda is item E, to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month for May 2011. Gee, I wonder who the bikers are in the audience. Item F, and come on up.
Judge, Commissioners, I want to thank you again for allowing us this platform to give us time to, again, thank you for allowing us this time to tell you we're lowering the fatalities again. 2009, we lowered them 12% with injuries down to 22%, and preliminary reports on 2010, we've lowered them 12% on injuries and 8% on fatalities. One of the major things we are doing is on distraction driving. From 2005 to 2009, distracted driving has increased 3,100%. That's a lot of increase that we're trying to face. Not only Transportation Secretary has talked about it, but on several different levels we've talked about it. Just to finish up here, I've got the 10 most distracted professions, and number one on the list is the attorneys and judges is number one on the list. Not that has any bearing on anything, Judge. Number two is finance professionals. Number three is government workers, especially GS6s. I don't know how they pick GS6s in particular. Number four is bartenders or waiters. Number five is business professionals. Number six is dog groomers. Number seven is marketing advertising professionals. Number eight is barbers and stylists. Number nine is coaches. And number 10 is nurses. So, in addition to that, as some of the information we handed out, we are trying to look in our own court and driving and drinking. We do think that is also a big problem. And as I had a little fatality last night, it wasn't in our fault. There was a vehicle left in the lane that was abandoned. And all fatalities are dangerous fatalities, and we're trying to reduce those all over Texas. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. We'll read that proclamation here momentarily. Item F is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month for April 2011. Do we have any speakers on that agenda item?
Of course, I thought.
I'd understood we were going to have some students from Austin Middle School here. There they are.
Cindy? Cindy's here too, Judge.
My name is Constance Gilmore. I'm the campus coordinator with communities and schools at Austin Middle School. And we have 12 awesome students from Austin Middle School to come speak very briefly. We also have Assistant Principal Charles Chavis with Austin Middle School. We have Coach Kevin Johnson right there. We also have Executive Director of Communities and Schools, Dr. Karen Newton, somewhere. Oh, there she is. And we also have Program Director Rod Weatherly as well with Communities and Schools. So we have a couple kids that would like to give you the state plan to prevent sexual violence in Texas. So let me have to now give that to them.
Thank you,
sir. How are you?
Mm-hmm. And I would also like them to just come up here and just introduce themselves, just their name, their grade. Obviously, we're all from Austin Middle School. So, come on up, children.
Hi, my name is Janicia Holloway. I'm in 7th grade at Austin Middle School.
I'm saying this is a good one.
Hi, my name is Chris.
Closer to the mic. Y'all got to speak up. I'm teacher.
Okay, my name is Chrisasia Eaglin, and I'm a 7th grader at Austin Middle School.
Hi, my name is Lima Warren, and I'm a 6th grader.
My name is Malik Crump, and I'm a 6th grader at Austin Middle School.
My name is James Bennett, and I'm a 6th grader at Austin Middle School.
My name is Deontay Miller. I'm a 6th grader, and I'm at Austin Middle School.
My name is Dez Doyce, and I'm an 8th grader at Austin Middle School.
And a basketball player, I guess.
My name is Maya Wells, and I'm a 7th grader.
My name is Isaiah Martin, and I'm a 6th grader. Awesome.
We also have two students that have something
extra to say. Hello, my name is Roxanne Bermudez, and I am a student at Austin Mills. We have just given you the state plan of protect to end sexual violence. Austin Middle School is goal number 3, which is to decrease bullying and or sexual harassment behavior in kids 5 to 18 years old.
My name is Montreal Horman, and I am also a student at Austin Middle School. We have learned of this plan and challenge you to do the same. This plan is to continue into the year 2018. We hope to have you participate in making the commissioner's court a bully-free zone. Please support us in our effort. Thank you.
Well, thank y'all, and thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate it. We appreciate you providing this to us. Thank you for the good work that you've done.
And I want to visit Austin Middle School. That's got to be the quietest school in the district.
I just wanted to say they did give you the plan 2010 to 2018, the state plan to end sexual violence in Texas. Austin Middle School in Beaumont, Texas is actually listed at the Office of the Attorney General's office as the school that is implementing that plan. We should be very proud that these students are the vision. This is a federally funded and approved program. They will be able to see this result as they go into the college years. But goal number 4 is modeling adult behavior. We've had a sexual violence, bully prevention, the beginning to end sexual violence workshop, and we are building a coalition because these students are only as strong as the adults that are behind us. We totally appreciate your support, and please support these. I don't know if you heard them say that. We're trying to make many agencies and buildings a bully-free zone. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Item G is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute mutual aid agreements with the city of Port Arthur, Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7, and the Bevel Oaks Volunteer Fire Department. Item H is to receive and file those executed mutual aid agreements. Item I is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations. Item J is to consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding 2492 Highway 73 in Jefferson County, Texas, to be a nuisance and authorize the county judge to execute an order requiring removal of same. And item K is to receive and file executed resolution regarding that nuisance at that same address on Highway 73. And I believe we have a few people who have filed request to speak to those agenda items, Mr. Ted Swore and Mr. Joey Villamez, Mr. Jim Stone, and Ms. Jan Tobias. Y'all like to say anything about it? Please come up to the mic.
First of all, I'd like to thank Commissioner Senegal for standing ground for us people out there, because if this ain't a nuisance on Highway 73, there isn't a nuisance in Jefferson County. It's as big as this courthouse. It was illegal dumping, and he really did a good job standing with us to get a stop put to this. It's supposed to last for 5 years. He stopped it immediately once I was contacted Commissioner Senegal. And also, I'd like to thank Derek East from the Texas Natural Resource Commission, Alan Ritter, his office for helping us with this, Terry Williams, Joe Desitel, Ted Poe, and the news covering it, and also he was out there, and they did a really fine job, and we'd really like to see this cleaned up, because where we live, we flooded from the hurricane, and all the people dumped their trash there, and if it would flood again, all that trash would go in our yards. It's as big as this courthouse. It really is a concern to us about illegal dumping around the rural area. People, they just go dump stuff and leave it there. But thanks to Commissioner Senegal and Mr. Huber that's here. Hopefully it'll get taken care of, because it is a nuisance. People call and complain about trash in their yards and stuff. The grass over 12 inches. This is as big as the courthouse. So thank y'all.
My name is Jim Stone, and again, I want to thank for taking this, really working. One other concern that I'd like to address as we go forward, this company that dumped the trash was paid by the government to haul demolished buildings in Port Arthur and Bowman. Didn't do it according to the permit. He, in fact, created a new dump. Instead of hauling this commingled trash, landfill, he hauled it to a piece of property there. We're going to pay for this twice. I think that's inexcusable. I think that the state needs to look at how they issue permits, how they actually inspect the site before they're allowed to put any type of material. This was supposed to be a recycling center where everything could have been come in here, segregated. It came in literally crushed, commingled, you name it, whatever came out of that old apartment building, home, hauled up in a truck and hauled out. Now, with the best estimations that we got, there was something like 25,000 cubic yards trash dump. At 450 cubic yards, this entity, corporation, saved a ton of money. Plus, he had a second site that we figured it up one time. He basically saved $162,000 by dumping it. Private property. And now we're going to spend a lot of money cleaning it up. I think that as we go forward, it would be incumbent on all of us that we also preface this with the fact the state needs to do a better job on issue permits, need to look at these facilities and ensure that they're actually operating under the permit that they were issued. Thank you, gentlemen, very much for your help, and I hope we can address all the issues.
Yeah, my understanding is that when this was originally permitted, it was permitted as a clean burn facility. However, a lot of the debris that was removed from the city of Port Arthur and brought out there to that area was not debris that would qualify for clean burn status, and therefore it continued to sit there, and then the company ran into some kind of financial problems and basically just cleared out of town and left y'all with this very unsightly trash heap over there. And so what this is going to be is actually going to be Hurricane Ike disaster funding that's going to be utilized by TCEQ. Once we enter this proclamation and resolution and order today, we'll forward this up to TCEQ. They'll get it on the May 5th agenda. Once it is approved by them, the funds will be allocated to the county. The county will then bid out the removal of the debris. It probably won't start till later summer or early fall, because it's going to take approximately 70 to 90 days for the environmental reviews to be done, for the soil testing to be done, And once that's all done, they will get an environmental clearance to proceed with the work. So
and one other
hope.
In light of the fact that from day one, the company dumped it, contrary to what the permit required.
Yeah.
From my perspective, that's fraud. They perpetrated fraud on the state of Texas, because when you look at the documentation that they sent to state, it looks great, but they didn't do any of that. And I would hope that as this thing goes forward, whether it's civilly or criminal, some of these people are held accountable. Perhaps even required to pay back the cost that it came up, because we know they walked away with at least $162,000, they said, by not taking it to a facility.
Well, in meetings with the attorney for the TCEQ, we suggested that they look into that through the Attorney General.
Thank you very much.
Right, Judge, and on a local level, Commissioner Alford is chairman of the Southeast Texas Region Planning Commission, where some of this money is coming in. It's been addressed when they choose contractors. It's been addressed already that this is one thing that we will be monitoring through the Southeast, and I'll let him speak for
Thank
himself.
You.
But this court as a whole thought it was just a travesty that that happened. So I don't want to just take credit, Joy. I appreciate you and Mr. Boss. But we as a whole saw the travesty. We drive by it all the time. And Judge, what I want to make sure is that the well water of the adjacent homeowners, because of rain and runoff of how long that stuff, that be included in the bid package to be tested for the protection of those homeowners. If you look at that pile, I'm sure it's rained on it for but the last year, for sure. And most of the people live on well water in that area, and I hope and pray that those wells are not contaminated. Thank you.
Thank you all. Anybody else have any? Okay, do I have a motion on those items A through K?
Motion to approve.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on any of those items?
Judge, for record, I do have a copy of our decision. I would like to read to the public in the court, since it was not in the actual agenda, the verbiage, if it's permissible.
Yes, sir.
Through the efforts of a combined ad hoc committee made up of several county elected officials and employees, and on several two prior meetings, both being public meetings. These two statements are being presented today by the committee for approval by the Commissioner's Court. The vision statement to be adopted or recommended to be adopted states, Jefferson County is proudly committed to ethically delivering efficient, responsive services which enhance the quality of life of our citizens. And the mission statement, which is being proposed by the committee to Commissioner's Court for approval, Jefferson County elected officials and employees will carry out our duties while respecting citizens and business entities by maintaining fiscal responsibility, demonstrating accountability, and allocating resources in a fair and equitable manner. There was a lot of thought and put into these, but we felt like that this states as simple as we can put it, our responsibilities to the citizens and taxpayers of Jefferson County and to our employees, and this is what we hope will be adopted, and our employees, elected officials, will put this first and foremost in all of our future planning and decision making. And I submit that to the court on behalf of the committee. Any questions regarding those two items?
Any discussion on any of the other agenda items? All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously, and so I believe Commissioner Arnold, would you like to read that first proclamation?
I do. Rabbi, would you and Norma like to come step forward again? The proclamation does repeat a lot of what you've already stated, but for the record, I will read it as it's written. Today being the by the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County. Temple Emmanuel of Beaumont Proclamation for Love Thy Neighbor Series. whereas Temple Emmanuel of Beaumont is sponsoring Love Thy Neighbor series with a goal of inspiring and encouraging Southeast Texans to create the kind of community our children deserve and where every individual is affirmed civilly and respect govern our discourse, discrimination and equity are eradicated, and understanding and tolerance are the rule. And whereas the Love Thy Neighbor series will utilize Holocaust remembrance as a platform to provide inspiring programs which are open and free to stimulate community-wide discussions and create opportunities to enhance awareness, sensitivity, and understanding throughout Southeast Texas. And whereas Temple Emmanuel is focusing on the month of April 2011 to orchestrate a series of programs and events which include, and these have been passed out, BESA, the photographic exhibit of Albanian Muslims who saved Jews in World War II, opening on Tuesday, April the 26th, and galleried until end of May at the Art Museum of Southeast Texas. Lessons of Hope and Healing, arising out of the ashes of the Holocaust, a special interfaith service on Friday, April the 29th at Temple Emmanuel. Letter to Warsaw Concert in partnership with Opera Beaumont on Saturday, April 30th at Temple Emmanuel. Day of Remembrance featuring a presentation by Schindler's List, Holocaust survivor Leon Cooper on Sunday, May the 1st at the Temple Emmanuel. And Butterfly Family Day, the creation of butterflies which represent the 1.5 million children who lost their lives during the Holocaust on Saturday, May the 7th at the Art Museum of Southeast Texas. These butterflies will take a flight of hope to join thousands of other children's butterflies at the Holocaust Museum, Houston. Whereas in order for the Love Thy Neighbor to become an effective project, Temple Emmanuel is asking all Southeast Texans to join hands and forge partnerships to eradicate the obstacles of greed, fear, and ignorance that continue to imprison us. And whereas the unique and innovative programming will culminate in the creation of a Love Thy Neighbor coalition who will develop a regional summit in 6 months. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of April as Love Thy Neighbor Month, and we urge all citizens to participate in the program and the events. Signed to today by the Honorable Judge Jeff Brannick, Commissioners Eddie Arnold, Michael Senegal, Brent Weaver, and Everett Bo Alford. Thank y'all.
Thank you very much.
Next, Commissioner Weaver.
Yes. Proclamation by Jefferson County Commissioners Court. Could our riders come up, please? Thank you. Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month. Whereas today's society is finding more citizens involved in motorcycling on the roads of our country, and whereas motorcyclists are roughly unprotected and much more likely to be injured or killed in a crash than other vehicle drivers, and whereas campaigns have helped inform riders and motorists alike on motorcycle safety issues to reduce motorcycle-related risks, injuries, and most of all, fatalities, through a comprehensive approach to motorcycle safety, and whereas it is the responsibility of all who put themselves behind the wheel to become aware of motorcyclists, regarding them with the same respect as any other vehicle traveling the highways of this country, and whereas urging all of our community become aware of the inherent danger involving operating a motorcycle and give the operator the respect of the road they deserve. Now, therefore, Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim the month of May 2011 as Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month in Jefferson County, Texas. And we urge all citizens to remain aware of motorcyclists and afford them the courtesies they deserve while utilizing our highways. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Motorcycle riders are going to ruin your reputation hanging around a bunch of politicians.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. Good to see you, Mike. Thanks for coming out. Give them. Next, if you students would like to come back up, Commissioner Senegal is going to read the proclamation.
Yes, all in attendance for Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month, please stand and come to the podium. Cindy? I know, but you're a backbone. You've been out there a long time. Yeah. All righty. Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. Whereas Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month is intended to draw attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and has public health implications for every community member of Jefferson County, and whereas rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment impact our community as seen by statistics indicating that one in five women will be experienced sexual assault by the time they complete college. And whereas we must work together to educate our community about what can be done to prevent sexual assault and how to support survivors. And whereas staff and volunteers of anti-violence programs in Jefferson County encourage every person to speak out when witnessing acts of violence, however small. And whereas with leadership, dedication, and encouragement, there is compelling evidence that we can be successful in reducing sexual violence in Jefferson County through prevention education, increased awareness, and holding perpetrators who commit acts of violence responsible for their actions. And whereas rape and suicide crisis of Southeast Texas strongly supports the efforts of national, state, and local partners and of every citizen to actively engage in public and private efforts, including conversation about what sexual violence is, how to prevent it, how to help survivors connect with services, and how every segment of our society can work together to better address sexual violence. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of April 2011 as Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month in Jefferson County. And we join anti-sexual violence advocates and support service programs in the belief that all community members must be part of the solution to end sexual violence. Signed this day, Judge, the Honorable Judge Jeff Brannick, Eddie Arnold, Precinct 1, Michael Senegal, I apologize, Commissioner Brent Weaver, Precinct 2, Michael Senegal, Precinct 3, and Commissioner Everett Boyle for Precinct 4. Thank y'all.
All righty. Moving on to agenda items under the county airport. Item A is to consider and possibly approve TxDOT Routine Airport Maintenance Program Grant Amendment Number 1 for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport in the amount of $28,000. The amendment funds will be used for airfield marking. And item B is to execute, receive, and file this airport maintenance program grant amendment. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Under County Auditor, Item A is to consider and approve utilizing available interest earnings in the capital project fund for replacement landscaping at the county courthouse. Funding is estimated at $5,000. Item B is to consider and approve utilizing county records management funds to scan appeal records for the criminal district court and 252nd district court. Part-time personnel are estimated to cost approximately $12,000 for that task. Item C is to consider and approve downgrade of casework supervisor position from grade 53 to grade 43 in the dispute resolution department. Downgraded position is requested to be budgeted at 110% of the new range of $37,064, and this downgrade is estimated to save approximately $10,066 on an annual basis. And item D is regular county bills. Check numbers 351988 through check number 352274. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion?
Judge, Commissioners, I'd like to thank Kara Hawthorne and our Human Resources Department for working together to analyze the situation with the staffing level there at DRC and looking at some ways to improve the efficiency and ultimately save the county some money. So I appreciate y'all's efforts working together on that.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Hawthorne. Any further discussion on any of those items? Yes, sir. This come to light lately. We have met with Mr. Micah Myers, the Texas Agricultural Extension horticulturist. He's going to design a plan to redo the shrubbery at the entrances to the courthouse. We already, because of a certified arborist, told us that the two magnolia trees in the front of the courthouse were dangerous. They're going to have to be removed. And the state has, historical commission has given their approval for that removal and suggested that they be replaced with like trees, magnolias. But the entrance to the main courthouse where all the jurors come through security and everything is well, it just looks horrible. And Commissioner Arnold and I have been meeting with Mr. Myers to come up with a plan to introduce some vegetation and flowers up there that'll hopefully make the courthouse more pleasing. The plan is to complete his drawings. He's got some initial drawings and some suggested plannings, and to use work release inmates to perform that work. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to accept, receive, and file an executed deed for parcel 29 from Linda Zock Neff at Veer on the LaBelle Road project. This project is located in precinct number 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alfred and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Judge, before we vote, I want to ask Don to let us know, how many more properties do we have over there before we can complete this?
We have two left.
Okay.
One on Judd Adams that has been made their final offer. We're waiting to hear back from that.
Okay.
The other is Mr. Condo, and we're waiting for a lien release on that, and we will have that property as well. So really there's just one to go.
I want to compliment your works and a compliment Mr. Sam Smith for all that he has done for the county to try to get that property purchased and move on with the project with the state.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Hey, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. And that completes the items on our agenda. Is there any other items that any of the commissioners want to note or anything you'd like to say?
Judge, just for information, and for those that might be watching, we're going to be holding a community informational meeting on the Craigan Road Bridge Project Thursday, April 21st from 6 to 7. out at Judge Shoshan's office. That's a project that a lot of those folks out there that live out towards Craig and Roden Patterson are very interested in, and we're going to have our contractor there. The engineer's office will be there, as well as Drainage District 6. So that's April 21st, Thursday, from 6 to 7. Thank you.
Judge, I want to mention that I want to compliment the citizens of Jefferson County for coming out and supporting to keep Al Price open. I think it was close to 300 individuals here. And I think that our state representative on that board, Dr. Tishner, received some good wise information from the citizens of the county. But in a serious note, it's 270 jobs. It's a fairly new facility that it has a program that no others have, and that's volunteer foster grandparents that go out there. So we think that it has some attributes that will hopefully let the people in Austin see that it's a plus for not just our community, but for the state and what they turn out in young people and trying to correct them from going in the wrong direction.
Anything else? All right. Thank you for being here today, and we're adjourned.